We love to kick off Fun Fridays with fun things to do for the weekend. We like to have a lot of fun. We like to get out, and why not go to the movies? That's why we bring Tim Lammers in every single week for you to give you kind of an update of what's happening out there. It's time for Movie Reviews, brought to you by Tim Lammers and brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters is Scream 6, the latest in the slasher franchise that just refuses to die. Melissa Barrera and Jenna Ortega are back as Sam and Tara, a pair of sisters hunted by the Ghostface Killer in the last Scream movie, where audiences learn that the original Ghostface Killer was Sam's biological father. Trying to get away from the trauma of the fictional city of Woodsboro, California, Sam and Tara move to New York City with their close group of friends, and lo and behold, a new Ghostface Killer starts murdering people across the city. Naturally, the murders are tied to a previous Scream movie. So basically, Scream 6 is in a wash, rinse, and repeat cycle. And quite frankly, the franchise, apart from some inspired moments in this movie, mostly feels stale. Doesn't matter, though. Scream 6 will make lots of money, meaning don't be shocked to see a Scream 7 in theaters in the near future. Scream 6 is new in theaters.
I think that I have watched the one with Drew Barrymore. Right? Because that was like the iconic
that
one.
That was the first one, yeah.
And
the reason I laugh is, spoiler, she dies right away, which was sort of an interesting way of doing it. I mean, when you see Drew Barrymore in the poster, and of course, her name has pretty much always been high profile, but it was especially at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she died at the very beginning of that movie.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is going to be a very different sort of horror movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was widely embraced and obviously spawned a lot of sequels, but it just seems that as it goes along, it's just more and more of the same.
I just can't take these kind of movies. And I know that it's all creative and blah, 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 blah. But honestly, okay, this is really a serious twist, right? I just feel like this stuff is too close to reality in a way. I'm like, these kind of scary things just freak me out and people lose people. And
yeah,
I just can't watch these kind of movies.
I will say that this movie is brutally violent.
Mm.
I mean, really, really violent and gory. And, you know, it involves a butcher knife. And it's like, oh, my God, I don't want to see it. I'll turn away or I'll look between my splayed fingers, right?
Yeah,
you know? It's a tough movie to watch in that regard. Of course, you know it's all make believe, and
mm-hmm.
you know, honestly, it's quite contrived and ridiculous. But at the same time, I mean, I was just talking to some people who said, look, you know, I'm not going to blame movies for society's ills, but you got to believe at some point somebody's going to look at this that wants attention, and who knows? I mean, you're right. We have enough killing going on in our society, right?
I know.
I'm not saying that this encourages it, but boy, I mean, it is too close to reality.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it is for me too. But so, okay, so the people that are in this, we're going to recognize the names?
You know, that's the other thing. I mean, yes, Courtney Cox is back. I mean, she's been in all the Scream movies because they did not want to pay Neve Campbell what she wanted for this. She said, I'm out.
Oh.
And I don't blame her. I mean, she's kind of been the face of the franchise apart from the Ghostface Killer. I mean, that's basically what everybody comes to see, right?
Yeah.
But,
yep.
You know, so she's gone. There's only a slight mention of her. And then Dewey Cox, played by David Arquette, he died in the last movie, so he's out.
Okay.
So just a couple recognizable faces. Hayden Panettiere, who was in Heroes on TV a long time back. I mean, people know who she is. She's done a lot of stuff. She was in one of the Scream movies, so her character comes back, I think,
okay,
in a way to sort of bring back that sort of familiarity for the people who loved those films originally. Now it's a bunch of younger people like Jenna Ortega, who is, you know, became a huge hit with the Wednesday Addams Show, Wednesday on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Melissa Barrera, I mean, she looks familiar. I mean, a lot of these younger actors are probably, you know, brought up through Nickelodeon or the Disney Channel or whatever. So this is clearly aimed at a demographic, a much younger demographic than I.
Okay. Right?
I know who they are because this is my job to see these things.
But, right.
You know, for most people, it's like, oh, okay, well, they got Courtney Cox. That's good enough. That, you know, she was the one in the original one back in the 90s, you know, to start with, and has been in everyone since.
Okay. All right. So I guess it depends on, you know, if you're a person who loves slasher movies, what do you think? On a scale from 1 to 10, yes, see it in the theater or wait till it comes out?
Boy, you know, if it's 5 for me, the movie's in deep trouble. Again, I do recognize that there is something fresh for these younger audiences, so I'm going to go with a 5.5. I'm being as fair as I possibly can here. I just think, personally, having witnessed all these movies, you know, just come up with something different.
Exactly.
It's kind of like Halloween, you know?
Yeah.
And that last Halloween movie was terrible. It was terrible. So I will say, this one's an improvement. Over that.
Not the worst.
If this is going to wrap up the series, which it won't because it's going to make a lot of money and there's going to be number 7. But if it did, I would say, you know what? That was a lot better than the way Halloween Ends wrapped up. That was a terrible movie.
You know what these movies are for, don't you? These movies are for the young boys to bring their girlfriend to the movie so she can grab onto his arm.
That's
their purpose.
I mean, and you know what? I guess you just can't ever forget that we were those kids.
I know.
Right?
Right. I'm sure I went to a couple of Friday the 13th movies.
Part of me gets this, but you know, you're seeing this progression now where we're up to 5, 6, 7, 8 movies in a franchise. I mean, there were 9, I think, Halloween movies before they decided to reboot it or whatever. I mean, it just seems like they never go away.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be a prude here. I have my favorite scary movies, et cetera, et cetera. And I tell you what, though, Kelly, none of them involve this gory, slashy stuff. I've always had an aversion to that sort of stuff.
Yeah, me too. I like action-adventure, and I like it when it's more like, you know, dinosaurs, you know, those kind of scenes, or things that just aren't like that could happen. You know, I'm are different, but this kind of stuff just too spooky for me.
Yeah, it's just not, it's not my bag, as Austin Powers used to say.
Yeah.
Not my bag,
not
baby.
Not my bag, baby.
Not a fan.
Well, Oscars are going to be happening this Sunday, plus, of course, Daylight Savings Time. We got to remember all that. But for Oscar predictions.
God. Is that happening already?
Okay. Yes.
For the last time, right?
Well, no, not for the last time. We were hoping so, but there might be one more, and they're going to have to bring it up again because it never got settled in Congress, in the last Congress, so now it's going to have to be brought up all over again.
Do they ever settle anything in Congress?
I don't know.
Do they ever?
I don't know. I sure hope we get to the bottom. I'm tired of the time change. It's not good for us when you look at the, you know, the stats and stuff.
Sure.
So.
Well, what I have for you are my top 6 picks.
Good.
Tell you what, I don't know if you watched the Chris Rock special.
I didn't.
I think that would have been that. Have you seen it?
No.
Where he kind of goes back after Will Smith after the slap last year. I don't know what the Academy is going to do to get people watching stuff again because they don't want another slap to happen because that was embarrassing for them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this, I'm just more curious about how many people are going to tune into this.
You know? Here's something interesting for you though. 16.6 million people viewed it last year and it was up 58% from the record low in 2021.
Yeah. And you know what? And I think is that slap took place in the 3rd hour or the 4th hour, however long it was, the last hour, and I think ratings spiked after that.
Oh.
I think that, you know, word got on social media, and all of a sudden, boom, you got more viewers to tune in and say, what was that about? So, I don't know. It's just the thing going for it this year is they get more popular movies nominated, like Avatar, The Way of Water.
Okay.
And Top Gun Maverick. Whether they're actually going to win or not, we're going to find out. But I generally do a who will win, who should win
kind
of thing. So I'm thinking who will win for Best Supporting Actress will be Angela Bassett for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. She was incredible in that movie. She's always been incredible. She has such of a presence in it. And I think she should win. Now, Jamie Lee Curtis, for Everything Everywhere All at Once, won the Screen Actors Guild Award, which usually is a pretty good indicator of who's going to go on to win. So we'll find out. It may be a sentimental vote, and Jamie Lee Curtis could take it, but I'm going to go with Angela Bassett.
Okay.
Ki-Hui Kwan for Everything Everywhere All at Once. He was, of course, Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. This is his comeback movie. He will win this one. He's won every major award coming up to this, and it's, you know, you follow the trends. It's like, okay, this is almost a sure thing. There's an actor named Brendan Gleeson from The Banshees of Inisherin. You know what? He's just been around for so long. I would love to see him win. I think he deserves to win. So my heart is with Brendan Gleeson, but I think I'll be okay with Ki-Hui Kwan for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Actress Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Now, this is an independent film that's got a lot of steam. But Cate Blanchett is, you know, a heavy favorite. She's won most of the major awards. I think who should win is Michelle Williams from The Fablemans. That's Steven Spielberg's story.
Yeah.
She's been nominated maybe 5 or 6 times now. It's crazy.
Goodness.
It's like, come on. She needs to win.
Yeah.
Actor Brendan Fraser for The Whale, his comeback role,
yes,
won the Screen Actors Guild Award. I think he should win.
Is that
Austin
movie
Butler
out?
Could pull an upset for Elvis, but I'm thinking it's going to be Brendan.
Okay. All right.
Indeed. You saw Elvis, though, right?
I did not. I didn't see all of it. No, I think I've seen part of it.
Oh, Elvis?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's got an incredible performance. Kelly, do your... I'm assigning
you... Do
this,
my homework?
See Austin Butler and Elvis. Best director, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheiner for Everything Everywhere All at Once. They won the Directors Guild Award. Should win. It should be Steven Spielberg for The Fablemans. It's his life story. It's as good as movies get. It's one of the best movies of last year. Best picture. Here's my upset win. Top Gun Maverick. I think somehow it's going to pull it off. Just because the sentiment of, you know, Tom Cruise, he was at the Oscars luncheon, and everybody wanted a piece of his time. Although Everything Everywhere All at Once won the Producers Guild Award, there's been a split between the director and the producers in the last few years. So I think it should win as well. So we'll find out. But it'll either be that or Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I don't even know what that Everything Everywhere All at Once is. Did we ever talk about that one?
We might have just briefly. I don't think I ever reviewed it. But here's the thing. Kelly, every year it's the Oscars are more concerned about, it seems like, all these independent films, and they flat out ignore the popular films.
Really?
And that's one of the reasons why you don't get people tuning in.
I get it. Okay. Really interesting. All right. And so Avatar is not going to pull anything off, huh?
It'll get some technical stuff. I mean, I can't see how they can deny it for visual effects. I mean, those are incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, they won last time. did they win? Yeah, visual effects last time. Cameron wasn't even nominated this time, which is a travesty.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and you you did an interview with 2-time Oscar nominee Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon. We talked about his role in The Flash that's coming up, and that was actually picked up, the quotes for, you know, by Variety and Entertainment Weekly and The Wrap. So it's really cool. I did the interview for Looper. It's on my website, directconversations.com.
All right. Well, Tim, I can't wait to watch the Oscars and see if the predictions are accurate. We'll just have to see who wins the picture of the year. And if you want to learn more, you can always go to directconversations.com with Tim Lammers. And we want to thank Tim for being here. Our movie review is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. Again, learn more at Minnesota.com. PersonalInjury.com.